If you click on the slide part here on the website, it'll take you to the ones that we know about that we keep on our prayer list. But if you would like to add somebody, send Phil an email or send me a text at 850-591-9785, and we would love to add and continue to pray for somebody that you have requested prayer for. You know, it's a neat thing that we're doing. We've been doing a whole series on Jesus as our friend, our real close friend. So you think, well, what's that got to do with prayer? Well, think about that. I think all of us have a close friend that we might consider to be a prayer partner. Now think about that. Now I hope and pray that you do have a close friend that you consider to be a prayer partner, but think about who they are. If you're typical, sometimes with all of us, friends range from casual acquaintance to those who would die for you. Sometimes friends are closer than brothers and sisters, and friends can share affection, companionship, confidence, consideration, devotion, esteem, faithfulness, fellowship, harmony, helpfulness, loyalty, partnership and support, sympathy, trust, and understanding. That's the most important one, because friends are special. And if Jesus is your closest friend, boy, you got all of them going for you. So hope and pray that you do consider Jesus as your friend and prayer partner, including in all of your prayers, as we pray the precious prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Thank you for tuning in, and God loves you, and so do we, and we thank you for praying for one another.